Judging Correctly, Judges 18, 27 through 31.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
They took that which Micah had made, and the priest whom he had, and came to Laish, to a people quiet and unsuspecting, and struck them with the edge of the sword. Then they burned the city with fire. There was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no dealings with anyone else, and it was in the valley that lies by Beth Rehob. They built the city and lived in it. They called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city used to be Laish. The children of Dan set up for themselves the engraved image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, and his sons were priests to the tribe of the Danites until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's engraved image which he made, and it remained all the time that God's house was in Shiloh. I decided to do a search through the words of the Bible for the word unsuspecting. I discovered it in one other place, and that was also an attack. This was the time that Simeon and Levi took it upon themselves to deceive the inhabitants of Shechem and kill everyone in the town because one man in their town mistreated their sister. You can read this again in Genesis 34. As a result, these two sons were shamed by God himself when Jacob was giving out blessings in his old age. Here's what God said, Genesis 49:5-7. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. My soul, don't come into their council. My glory, don't be united to their assembly. For in their anger they killed men. In their self-will they hamstrung cattle. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. God also predicted something about Dan. Here's what he said. Genesis 49:5-7. Dan will judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a serpent on the trail, an adder in the path that bites the horse's heels so that his rider falls backwards. The snake reference is fitting at this point, isn't it? Samson was from the tribe of Dan, and he had just finished judging the nation for 20 years. If Dan was still acting as a judge in Israel, they were actually misleading the people. I am sure that God doesn't like it when quiet and unsuspecting people are attacked. It's certain that he hates idols, and that there was only one place in the nation to worship God at that time. Notice that the passage highlights the fact that the image was set up in the city, but that God's house was in Shiloh. This religiosity had nothing to do with God. It was like a serpent on the trail, causing Israel to fall. Also notice that they elevated Moses' grandson's family line, Gershom, as an illegal priesthood. How horrible it is when a good man's own family goes away from the Bible. This reminds us that every individual has their own responsibility to obey God. No one is saved by their relatives, and just because someone is a relative of a faithful person of God does not mean that they will actually keep the family tradition of faith. God's word must be our guide. It shows us when any person, no matter who they are, is doing what God expects.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.